This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Springtime in Montreal means the city's gardens come to life. But not all Montrealers are able to access these community gardens. Guerrilla gardening is another way of practicing urban agriculture in the city. Katie Lush is a McGill University student starting out this spring. She's willing to go guerrilla, even if it's not allowed.
I do garden on campus with Campus Crops, but we have permission from administration, which is like good because the thing is a lot of investment has to go into a garden. Like you have to pay for, like it doesn't cost that much money, but you have to put time and money into like creating that space. And if you're doing it without someone's permission, then like in all likelihood it's going to get torn down or wrecked. So like usually the strategy with guerrilla gardening is to like do it somewhere that's like more discreet. It's not really visible to everybody.
Katie found a spot in Montreal where she wants to start gardening, but she's worried about the safety of her plants.
I mean, some people are just concerned with like having flowers, places to make them look pretty. So in that case, you would want a plant that's like already well established, because then it's less likely to get destroyed. Like if you have like a tiny little seedling, someone's just going to walk on it. But if there's like a nice like looking ornamental plant there or something, people will like, you know, avoid it and probably not wreck it.
Longtime guerrilla gardener Luc Faure has been planting flowers around his East End neighborhood for many years. Luc was fed up with his job as a city gardener and decided to do it clandestinely.
I wanted to do something that was going to give me a certain satisfaction, but there was also the fact that I wanted to create something that could be seen by lots of people.
Then Luc began planting along Sherbrooke Street in Montreal, first taking over a piece of city-owned property and turning it into a de facto community garden.
When I came here, there was nothing. There was no trees. There was no shrub, nothing. When I saw the space, and I said, oh, I would like to do something there. I went to see the Eco-Quartier, and I talked with them about this space, and I decided to start there.
For Katie, she sees the city's lack of public gardens as a green light to begin guerrilla gardening.
I've never tried, but I've heard that the waiting lists for the community gardens are like 2 years, and they're like constantly closing them down and saying that the soils are contaminated, but then not doing anything to clean up the soils. They're just closing them. So it's pretty challenging, and like not many people have yards or anything like that.
Her goal is to plant vegetables around Montreal because food security is an issue she's passionate about.
There's like a lot of potential within cities to grow a lot of food, and it brings all these sort of food politics and food security questions up. We talk about buying local, but if we're growing our food in the city, then you don't have to think about that as much. And there are all kinds of problems with our food system. This is a really easy way to get around it.
A few years ago, visual artist Emily Rose reclaimed a field along a railway in Mile End. She and other gardeners formed a group called Sprout Out Loud, which fights to keep this space.
The more the community appropriated, the more the city would see that people care about the space. And for me, it was important to have the field be physically inhabited in a consistent way. So we had several times a month working bees, picking up garbage, maintaining the garden, laying down cardboard, about $400 worth of compost that I paid for out of my pocket, and some hay. So it was like a lasagna layering technique. So basically we put that down in the outer circle and the three center circles.
Katie notices many unused public spaces in Montreal that she thinks would benefit from urban agriculture, and she wants more guerrilla gardeners to reclaim them.
The only way we can interact with our space is by paying for it. Like we rent our apartments or buy a certain property, but we never really own anything, especially if you're a renter. You're just like you're renting this little cube that you live in, and then you walk around the city and you're never still really allowed to be anywhere. Like if you sit somewhere for too long, you're loitering and you're not allowed to be there. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to like pay at some stupid cafe. So I'm really into the idea of reclaiming urban spaces, especially ones that are being not used at all or are being misused. I think there's like no greater purpose for a space like that than like growing vegetables.
After all the preparation, Katie received some advice from other seasoned guerrilla gardeners.
Most tell you to like do it at night and to like not be seen while you're doing it. I've been looking at like vacant lots that I've seen and hoping to plant stuff there. I'll probably do that at night. I don't really know if people are gonna like mess with my stuff and just wreck it, but I want to like invest like a little bit of time in a lot of different spaces. That way if one falls through, then you're not totally screwed. There was always the risk with guerrilla gardening that someone's gonna be like, hey, this is my land, you can't use it or whatever, when really it's just lying vacant.
In Montreal, I'm Adam Bema.